USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is moving forward with a new version of its coronavirus vaccine to fight the South Africa strain. A small amount has been sent to the National Institutes of Health to test a booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the new strains of the coronavirus are something that everyone needs to be concerned about.
Variants have emerged, and available data suggests they are indeed more transmissible. Questions remain about how these variants will impact vaccine effectiveness, severity of disease, and mortality.
It could take investigators weeks to find out what caused Tiger Woods to flip his SUV, injuring both legs. They still haven't pulled the information from the recorder device, but the Los Angeles County Sheriff confirms the golf legend won't be charged because it was an accident. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is proposing a new bill to combat the Chinese government's influence on the U.S. economy.
The new legislation must achieve three goals. One, boost American competitiveness by investing in our economy and our workers. Two, leverage our alliances abroad. And three, stop once and for all China's predatory practices.
The New York Democrat says for decades China has sunk American jobs because of unfair competition and their manipulation of currency. Louis DeJoyce says the post office fell far short of meeting its service targets during the peak season.
Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays.
Testifying before the House Oversight Committee, the Postmaster General says the system didn't have adequate resiliency to adjust and adapt to changing circumstances. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican lawmakers continuing to show their displeasure for a bill put forth by Democrats.
The resolution, called the For the People Act, would enact a number of changes to election law. The resolution would create automatic voter registration, expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course, it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy, and the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Fry's Electronics is another casualty of the coronavirus pandemic, the company announcing it's permanently closing all of its stores nationwide. The retailer saying this is a result of changes in the industry and the ongoing health crisis. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.